Hi friends, welcome to Let's Talk in English. We're going to have a great day to learn some new things. My name is Peter, one of your teachers here on the show. The topic of today's lesson is Talk About It. The title of the show is The Lost Wallet. The Lost Wallet. Katie, have you ever lost your wallet?
Yes, I have, and it was really scary. You keep all your money and credit cards in your wallet, so it's really bad if you ever lose it. Hi, friends. My name is Katie, and I'm glad you all joined us for today's lesson.
And this is a special show, friends. It's a Talk About It lesson. Do you remember what a Talk About lesson is?
That's easy. It's a lesson where we just talk about it. These lessons always end with a question. And you should talk about that question with your friends.
Yes, talk about it, what happens in the lesson, and then answer that question. You can say what you want to.
I wonder what today's lesson will be about. Our last Talk About It lessons were about a bully and then a boy who tried to cheat in school.
Well, this is going to be a little different. Maybe this lesson will happen outside of school. Well, friends, it's time to go to Christina for the first keywords.
如果在商店里捡到一个皮夹的话，你会怎么处理呢？今天 Allison 就到了一家店里想要买点心吃，点心就是 snack. She is looking for a snack in the store.没想到他在地上看到了一个皮夹，那应该是有人遗失的吧？遗失的就是 lost. The wallet was lost. Allison 打开了皮夹一看，里面居然有很多的钱。他想这个皮夹的主人一定是很想把钱找回来。The wallet's owner 指的就是皮夹的主人。Owner 是拥有者的意思。Allison 还在皮夹里找到主人的身份证件，也就是 ID.She found an ID in the wallet. 你觉得她应该把皮夹交给警方吗？警方或是警察的统称就是 police. She will take the wallet to the police.
Allison was looking for a snack in the store. She didn't want to spend a lot of money, but she was very hungry. She saw some chips and some candy.Then she saw a wallet. The wallet was lying on the floor. Someone dropped it there, then left the store without it. Now the wallet was lost. What should Allison do with it?
This is an exciting trip for Allison to the store. She just went to get a snack.But she found more than that.
Yes, she found a wallet. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. First, let's talk about snacks. They are one of my favorite things.
A snack is something small you can eat. We usually eat snacks between our big meals. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner are not snacks.
That's right. And very often, snacks are not healthy for you.But after a hard day, sometimes you just really need a snack.
Yeah, that's why Allison wants a snack. She saw some chips and some candy in the store.
Those are good snacks. One is salty and one is sweet. I always go for salty snacks, though.
Other people like sweet snacks, like me. But that's not what Allison found in the store at all.
That's right. There was a wallet lying on the floor. Wait.What? Peter, how can a wallet be lying on the floor? I thought only people lay down.
Katie, only people lay down, but things lie on other things. That just means it's on top of something.
Oh, okay. So the lesson could also say the wallet was on the floor?
Exactly. You got it. Let's practice a little more.Let's take a look at this picture here. Can you say something about it?
That's a cat and a dog.
Yeah, but think about the words. try using the word lie.
Oh, I know. The dog is lying on the ground.
Well, that could work, but I was thinking about something else, Katie.
Oh, the cat is lying on the dog, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that was a little hard for Katie. Friends, I hope that word isn't too hard for you. But if it is, don't worry. Christina is here to help. She's coming to the studio right now.
Allison 在店里看到地上有一个皮夹。The wallet is lying on the floor. 这个句子的动词比较特别，我们来介绍一下。Lying 是现在分词，它的原形动词是 lie, lie, 躺着的意思。你可以说 don't lie on the floor, 不要躺在地上。这个动词的变化形态比较特别，动词三态是 lie, lay, lain。过去式的话可以说 he lay in bed all day yesterday, 他昨天一整天都躺在床上。另外 lie 的现在分词是 lying, lying。The cat is lying on the sofa, 那只猫躺在沙发上。所以再次提醒，动词躺的三态变化是 lie, lay, lain。现在分词是 lying。还有一点就是 lie 可以指躺着的这个动作，也可以用来表达某样东西被平放着。所以今天的句子才会说 The wallet was lying on the floor。类似的例子像是 Your keys were lying on the table。所以你的钥匙就在桌上。
Thanks, Christina. Friends, you know that today Allison found a wallet on the floor of the store, but it's not...her wallet. So what do you think that she should do? What would you do? You can think about that as you watch the second part of the show.
Allison picked up the wallet and looked inside. The wallet was full of money. The wallet's owner would need the money back. But who was the owner?Allison looked in the wallet again and found an ID. The ID said Stephen Thompson. But now Allison had a new problem. How would she return the wallet to him?
The wallet that Allison found has money inside it. That would make it a little hard to return.
Have you ever found money before, friends? What did you do? Sometimes we find a little bit of money on the street.
Yeah, I often see small change there. I think that money is okay to keep if it's only a little bit.
But what about if it's more money? Sometimes I find maybe $10 or $5 in my wallet or in my coat, and I keep it because I know it's mine.
But if I found more money than that out on the street, like $50 or $100, I think I would try to return it. And returning something means that you give it back.
Katie, that reminds me, I borrowed one of your books. Remember, it was a couple months ago, I think.
That's okay, Peter. You can return it after you've finished with it.
Thanks, Katie. That's really nice of you.It's always important to return things after you finish using them. So I borrowed it, but I haven't returned it. I hope she's not too upset.
Don't worry, I'm not. But Allison didn't borrow this money. She found it. So should she return it?
I can't really answer that right now, but I can talk about this calendar phrase.
You should return it.
You should return it.
你应该要归还它。
Look, I found a wallet.
You should return it.
This wallet is full of money.
You should return it.
Here's an ID card.
You should return it.
This wallet belongs to Sam Smith.
Hey, that's my wallet.
You should return it.
You should return it.
你应该要归还它。
If Allison decides to return the money, she does know who she should return it to. There was an ID in the wallet.
Your ID has your name on it, your birthday, usually how tall you are, the colors of your eyes.
So IDs have a lot of important information on them. They also say where you live. So that's why it's best if you don't lose your ID, because then...Anyone can see where you live.
Right, Katie. So, friends, Allison knows whose wallet this is. What should she do? Should she return it to him?
We need to answer that question soon. But first, let's learn that sentence pattern with Christina.
捡到了东西 ,Allison 会如何物归原主呢? How would she return the wallet to him?动词 return 可以翻译成归还或是退回。句型是 return something to someone, 将某物归还或是退回给某人。如果是跟图书馆借的书，你就要归还给图书馆。I will return this book to the library today. 如果你发现新买的鞋子有瑕疵，就可以把它退了。可以说 I returned the shoes to the store.你也可以造句试试看哦。
Thank you, Christina. That is always very helpful. Friends, you can think about the answer to that question during our short break. We'll get back very soon. So don't go away!
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
Welcome back, everyone. Today is our Talk About It lesson. It's important to talk about things that you learn, and these lessons always ask very important questions.
Yes, like today, Allison found a wallet lying on the floor of a store, but it's not hers. It is someone else's wallet, and there's a lot of money inside it.
So, should she return it to the man? That's our question today. Let's go to part three.
The ID card had an address on it. Allison could take the wallet there, but that might not be easy. Allison could take the wallet to the police. They could contact the owner. Allison looked at the cashier. Maybe she should give the wallet to him.Maybe Stephen Thompson would come back for it. What would you do?
Okay, let's review what's going on. Allison found a wallet. There was money inside, but there's also an ID inside the wallet, too.
So now she knows whose wallet it is, and so she could do a few different things.
She could take the wallet to the police. Police keep us safe, but they can also help Allison too.
Yes, the police could contact the owner of the wallet. When you contact someone, you call or email them, and then the police could return the wallet to the man.
So the police could take the wallet to the man's address. The ID card has his address on it.
Yes, she could, but Peter, I don't think that would be safe.I don't think it's a very good idea to go to people's houses when you don't know them.
I guess you're kind of right. What should she do?
She could talk to the cashier. He might be helpful.
The cashier? Who is that?
Well, a cashier is someone who works at a store.
Mm.
That's the person you give your money to when you buy something.
Oh, yeah. They are always at the front of the store.A cashier will help you when you have questions about something, too.
That's right. So, Allison could give the wallet to him. The cashier could hold the wallet, and maybe the man will come back for his wallet.
That's a good idea. If I lost my wallet, I would go back to all the places I had been during that day. Then I could figure out where I left it.
Exactly. That's good thinking, Peter. So Allison has a lot of different choices right now.
I'm not sure what I would do. There are a lot of things to think about.
That's true. I think that I would either give it to the cashier at the store or take it to the police. But I know that I would not take it to the person's house all by myself.
You're right. That could end up being very dangerous because Allison doesn't know this person.
That's right. So, friends, our lesson ends today on a very important question. What would you do? Would you take the wallet to the police or give it to the cashier?
Or would you return it at all? There are a lot of things to think about, but let's continue by reviewing today's keywords with Katie.
Here's today's first keyword. Snack. Snack. Fruit is a good, healthy snack.
Lost. Lost. I can't drive because my keys are lost.
Owner. Owner. The owner needs to move his car.
ID. ID. You need to show your ID at the airport.
Police. Police. The police help keep people safe. Okay, everyone. Those are all the keywords that we talked about and practiced with you today, but make sure that you keep reviewing them at home. Right now, we're going to take a look back at our show.
Allison was looking for a snack in the store. She didn't want to spend a lot of money, but she was very hungry. She saw some chips and some candy. Then she saw a wallet. The wallet was lying on the floor. Someone dropped it there, then left the store without it. Now the wallet was lost. What should Allison do with it? Allison picked up the wallet and looked inside. The wallet was full of money. The wallet's owner would need the money back. But who was the owner? Allison looked in the wallet again and found an ID. The ID said Stephen Thompson. But now Allison had a new problem. How would she return the wallet to him? The ID card had an address on it. Allison could take the wallet there, but that might not be easy. Allison could take the wallet to the police. They could contact the owner. Allison looked at the cashier. Maybe she should give the wallet to him. Maybe Stephen Thompson would come back for it. What would you do?
Hooray! I found the wallet!
A wallet? Wow! Hey, did you look inside?
Well, let's look inside. Oh, it's full of money, isn't it?
Yeah! Is there an ID?
I don't know. Take a look.
Wow. Well, it says it belongs to Mr. Smith. And here's a phone number.
Oh.
Let's call him right now.
No, let's not.
Well, Ginger, we need to call him. This is a lot of money.
Yeah, you're right. We should call him and thank him for the money.
No, it's his money, Ginger.
Oh, okay. Go ahead and call.
Hello? Mr. Smith, yes. Your wallet is at the Jungle Cafe. Yeah, yes. Ginger the monkey found it.
Yeah.
Really? Well, that's great.
Oh, is he giving me the money?
No, he's giving you a banana.
Oh, that's even better.
Okay, we'll see you soon.
Yay!
Bye-bye.
Don't forget the banana.
Yeah, he's coming soon.
Okay.
Hey, James. How was your trip with your sisters?
Oh, it was great, Kathy. I loved Sun Moon Lake. The weather was perfect for hiking. But, well...
But what?
But we shopped every single night. I wanted to do more hiking. But instead, we shopped and shopped and shopped some more.
I didn't know you liked shopping.
I don't. Actually, I didn't to want lots. Oh dear, what am I trying to say? You can see how upset I am, right?
I am Super Sentence Man, and I am here to help you. Here is the super sentence for the day. Someone didn't want to do something a lot. You are trying to say, I didn't want to shop a lot.
Exactly. My sisters wanted to do a lot of shopping, but I didn't want to shop a lot.
Excellent job, James. Okay, Kathy, can you think of another example?
Sure. My little brother didn't want to practice the piano a lot over the weekend, so now his teacher is angry with him.
Ah, my little brother did not want to practice the piano a lot. What a super sentence. Now, James, can you think of another example?
Really? Me?
Yes.
An example? Oh, here's one. My sisters didn't want to hike a lot.
You've got it. Someone didn't want to do something a lot. What a super sentence. Everybody together now. A super sentence every day will make your English great.
I had a great trip, but I just didn't want to shop.
I understand. Wait, did you buy that watch on your trip?
Well, yeah.
And that hat?
Yeah.
I think you do like shopping. And those shoes are new, too. And that shirt.
And now I have no more money. I hate shopping.
That's the end of our lesson. Talk about it is always making you think.
The questions we ask during these lessons are not easy. They're not just questions about English, they are questions about life.
So, Katie, what have you decided that you would do?
Well, I thought about it, and I would take the wallet to the police. I think they would really try to contact the man. But the cashier might not do anything. What if he kept the wallet?
That's right. That's something to think about too, friends. I hope you answered that question yourself.
Find a friend and you can talk about it with each other. That's what we want you to do.
But make sure you join us for tomorrow's show. We'll review the lessons from this week. See you for more English and fun tomorrow here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.